Hi, this is Kyle Bauer visiting with Travis Leonard at Sublette, Kansas. Travis, have you started on your wheat harvest yet?
I have not started on wheat harvest yet. We are ready to go. We just got a really nice rain yesterday evening and last night, and more rain today. So we're hoping to get started here in a few days. But as of now, we haven't started, but anxious to get in the field.
So you've had a busy spring, though, and you've had pretty timely rains this spring.
Yeah, we were very dry through the early part of the spring, and then on May 4th we had a very, very nice rain, and we jumped in and planted a lot of dryland corn and a lot of dryland milo on that rain, and that rain really solidified this wheat crop as well.
So what are you expecting out of the wheat crop this year?
I'm expecting a average to above average dryland crop out here. Now, to be completely honest, we have had pretty rough couple years of wheat, but this year is looking pretty good.
So what kind of ranges are you expecting?
I'm expecting ranges on dryland wheat to be in that 40 to 70 bushel an acre range this year. That's my estimation, and I think that's going to be kind of where we're going to be at.
So the ranges... Is that spotty rain, or why the range?
Spotty rains mainly of how good establishment had it happened last fall, and there's a little bit of some disease pressure in places as well this year that's going to affect yields a little bit.
Is almost all the wheat in this area, other than irrigated, planted on summer fallow?
I would say nearly 100% of the dryland wheat here is summer fallow.
Mm-hmm. So, is there irrigated wheat in the area?
Yeah, there was quite a few double crop circles of irrigated wheat that went in behind corn harvest last year, and I think those circles are looking really good.
Now, once that wheat comes off of those circles, will they stay idle till next spring, or will someone plant, or will most of them plant into that?
It depends on how soon this wheat will come off. I think for circles that have already been harvested, there may be some milo planted into that. For the circles that are yet to be harvested, I think we're going to get too late, and those will probably be sit idle till next fall.
So on the dryland corn in this area, with the moisture you've had, do you have a fair profile?
Yeah, I've got solid 4 foot plus profiles in all my dryland corn right now. We've been blessed with some, not a lot of rain, but the rain events we have been pretty substantial, and that builds profiles.
We're visiting with Travis Leonard. We're at Sublette, Kansas. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.